flags are at half staff at Virginia Tech University in Blacksburg, Virginia, some 4 hours south of Washington, D.C. With classes canceled, few students were out walking the grounds. Inside the War Memorial Chapel, cadets held an around-the-clock vigil to honor those who died. Outside, students left flowers and condolences at another small memorial. Here, a number of international students gathered, including Ceylan Onash of Turkey. She was off campus when the shooting took place.
I'm in shock. I'm still in shock. I cannot believe it, and it's just causing so much disturbance in me. This is coming from somebody that didn't even see the incidents, you know? I cannot even think about people who have been there or people who walked by it. You know, this is just terrible, and I think it's going to cause a lot of distress in the students.
In the wake of police saying the gunman was an international student from South Korea, some Asian students, such as Cambodian-American Viraka Chow, are concerned that all Asians might be blamed for what happened.
It's always in the back of my mind, even though the Black Turtle community and the student body, it's all friendly, everybody's real nice and everything like that, but, you know, never emotions might take over somebody who gets angry and it's like, hey, this guy sort of looks Korean, you know, and their emotions might take over and I might be that guy.
Indonesian Student Association President Randi Arharja says there is no ethnic or cultural connection to this crime.
America is just—it's a country. It's a really nice country. It's a peaceful country, and this incident—it really can happen anywhere in the world. Doesn't matter in Indonesia or in United States. It can happen to anybody, anytime, anywhere. It doesn't matter who you are.
And this time it happened here, in what was once a quiet college campus. In Blacksburg, Virginia, Brian Patton, VOA News.